KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, it's cloudy and 25 degrees. That's our low for the overnights. We look forward to be mostly cloudy with a chance of areas of fog, freezing, drizzle, or flurries this morning and a high around 30. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marcia, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office says they're investigating a burglary and theft that occurred at the Exira Car Wash. The incident occurred the evening of Friday, January 24th. The suspect or suspects took a larger amount of quarters as well as causing thousands of dollars in damage to the car wash property. Anyone with information about the incident or that may have seen any suspicious activity in the area is urged to contact the Audubon County Sheriff's Office at 712-563-2631 or Audubon County Crime Stoppers at 712-563-2234. A reward of up to $2,000 is being offered for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the person or persons responsible for the burglary. Police in Red Oak arrested 30-year-old Dylan Thomas Griffith of Red Oak late last night. He was taken into custody just before 11 p.m. on a warrant for domestic abuse assault causing injury, first offense. Griffith was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $1,000 bond. In an update to our earlier reports, the Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday said 38-year-old Ryan Paul Elgin of Casey had been arrested early Sunday morning following a single-vehicle rollover accident northeast of Oneida. Following an investigation into the crash, Elgin was taken into custody for OWI first offense. He was also cited for failure to maintain control. The accident happened just after 1 a.m. Sunday on 760th Street, about a half mile north of White Pole Road. Elgin had been driving a 2014 Ford F-150 pickup and had attempted to back up and turn around at that location. In doing so, he backed into a ditch, causing the pickup to roll onto its passenger side. There were no injuries reported. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $1,500. Ryan Elgin was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that same day on his own recognizance. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday said there were 5 arrests over the past week, including 2 people who were arrested on separate drug-related charges. On January 22nd, 41-year-old Aaron Joseph Moore of Atlantic was arrested on a sheriff's office warrant for felony possession with the intent to deliver. Upon arrest for the charge, Moore was additionally charged with possession of marijuana, third or subsequent offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was brought to the Cass County Jail and held. And then on January 24th, Moore was charged with felony sex offender residency violation, second or subsequent offense, and an additional felony charge of possession with the intent to deliver marijuana. Moore remains in the Cass County Jail on $22,300 bond. On January 16th, 48-year-old Lisa Marie Shrimpton of Atlantic was arrested on a felony charge of possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine. Shrimpton was brought to the Cass County Jail and remained held there yesterday, as of yesterday, on $10,000 bond. Also on January 16th, Cass County deputies arrested 31-year-old Justin Lee Cooley of Atlantic on a Cass County warrant for failure to appear. Cooley was taken to the Cass County Jail and remains held there. On January 19th, 29-year-old Dustin Dale Hardesty of Cumberland was arrested on a felony charge of OWI, third or subsequent offense, as well as driving while barred and interference with official acts. Hardesty was later released on a $5,000 bond. On January 21st, deputies in Cass County arrested 59-year-old Darrell Armstrong of Oneida on a charge of domestic assault. Armstrong was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that same day on a $2,000 bond. The FBI's Omaha field office is warning the public to be on alert for a phone scam that spoofs or fraudulently displays the FBI's telephone number on a person's caller ID. The scammer on the other end of the phone impersonates a government official and uses intimidation tactics such as the threat of arrest to demand payment of money. The claims are false and the calls are not from the FBI. The FBI's Omaha field office has seen its main number of 402-493-8688 spoofed in this manner recently, as well as a number of its resident agencies or satellite offices throughout Nebraska and Iowa. Citizens nationwide have been the target as well. The FBI defines this type of scam as a government impersonation fraud in which criminals impersonate government officials in an attempt to collect money. And in some cases, the intended target may be told there is a federal warrant for their arrest, which would be dismissed by the court in exchange for an immediate payment to the caller. Special Agent in Charge Christy K. Johnson said the public should be aware that the FBI will not call or email people to demand money or threaten arrest. The FBI strongly encourages anyone contacted by someone who says they are with the FBI or a government agency to verify that information with their local FBI office or the government agency in question. Contact information for all 56 FBI field offices can be found at www.fbi.gov. According to the Internet Crimes Complaint Center, or IC3, more than 12,000 people nationwide have been reported victims of government impersonation scams in 2019, with losses amounting to more than $112 million. Anyone who feels they were the victim of this or any other online scam should report the incident immediately at www.ic3.gov. In the funeral announcements, Evelyn Sickles Purdy, age 89, of Fontenelle, died January 22nd. Funeral services for Evelyn Sickles Purdy will be this morning at 10 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle, with Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle in charge of arrangements. Alice Anstey, age 97, of Cumberland, died Friday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Alice Anstey will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Timothy Catholic Church, south of Cumberland. Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Kevin Pizza Bauer, age 61, of Manning, died Thursday in Manning. A massive Christian burial for Kevin Pizza Bauer will be held on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. Russell Howard Finnell, age 62, of Walnut, died Friday at his home. Graveside services for Russell Finnell will be held on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Wyrick Cemetery, south of Lyman. Reekin Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Rosemary Dries, age 89, of Manning, died Saturday in Manning. A massive Christian burial for Rosemary Dries will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. Elaine Teague, age 67, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the UNMC in Omaha. Services for Elaine Teague are pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.